97. Having spent an entire month focusing on mental health in our country, hope remains the one overarching theme that continues to come up time and time again. For the past 31 days, we've roped in the experts and brave South Africans to help us shine the spotlight on mental health and the resources available to those who reach out for help. And as our series comes to an end, we're all being reminded to hold on to hope. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Jody Seif's 19-year-old son, Adam, took his own life in 2019. Jody says we can all do a bit more to look after ourselves and each other.
We all need to be emotional lifeguards. We need to look for those signs, and often they're not overt, they are very, very subtle. We need to be able to reach out and say, are you okay? Do you need to talk?
Recovering alcoholic PJ Powers has been sober for 16 years now. The singer has learnt a few valuable lessons about recovery.
It's going to be really boring in the first year. Know that nobody wants to give up a party, you know. It is hard, but the absolute joy that is there at the end of this tunnel is so brilliant, is so bright, and is so much better that your wildest dreams couldn't take you there.
Self-professed reformed comedian and recovering addict John Flissmer says he's learning not to avoid the tough stuff.
When other people intentionally harm me, I should value them as my sacred teacher. And that goes counter a lot of the stuff we teach people about boundaries and like whatever. But we have to be careful that we don't become cut off or self-serving only. Because it's somewhere in the middle that we find that the juice, as one of my teachers calls it, there's juice in difficulty. And we must go for the juice. We mustn't cocoon ourselves.
For Gerrit and Fairlands, just getting a diagnosis set off a recovery domino effect in his life.
Because you always think you're in this hole that you can't get out. No, there is a way out of here. You're not the first, you won't be the last, and it is 100% doable.
For actor Craig Urbani, who's in his ninth year of sobriety, it's about finding something that genuinely resonates.
It doesn't always take the first time. And the trick is, and the thing you say is, keep coming back. Because you are worth it. And if you work this program or a program or if you take the suggestions that are given to you from people, there is the possibility of recovery and there is the possibility of hope.
Help and advice is readily available, and anyone wanting to reach out can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.